Hello, and welcome to What the F*** Just Happened Today, your essential guide to the daily shock and awe in national politics, brought to you by Matt Keezer. I'm Joe Amditis. Let's get to it. It's Wednesday, January 24th, 2018. Welcome to Day 370. Donald Trump says he was looking forward to speaking with Robert Mueller's team of prosecutors under oath as they investigate Russian interference into the 2016 presidential campaign, as well as possible obstruction of justice. Quote, I would love to do it, and I would like to do it as soon as possible, Trump said. Quote, I would do it under oath, absolutely, end quote. CNBC, The New York Times, and The Washington Post say Trump is expected to talk to Mueller's team in 2 or 3 weeks. Meanwhile, NBC News says Michael Flynn didn't tell the White House about his 2017 interview with the FBI. Flynn met privately with FBI investigators a year ago today to discuss his communications with Russia's ambassador. The meeting took place without a lawyer present and without the knowledge of the president or top White House officials. Mueller's team has also interviewed Director of National Intelligence Dan Coats, National Security Agency Director Mike Rogers, and CIA Director Mike Pompeo. NBC News says the three have been described as, quote, peripheral witnesses to the James Comey firing. Of note, Pompeo, quote, was allegedly asked by Trump to lean on Comey to drop his investigation, end quote. The Washington Post says Trump also asked the acting director of the FBI how he voted in the 2016 election shortly after he had fired James Comey in May 2017. Andrew McCabe said he didn't vote. Trump then vented his anger at McCabe over the several hundred thousand dollars in donations that his wife, a Democrat, received for her failed 2015 Virginia State Senate bid from a political action committee controlled by a close friend of Hillary Clinton. Next, CNN says Steve Bannon will meet with Robert Mueller by the end of the month, where he'll be asked about the firings of Michael Flynn and James Comey. Bannon's attorney has said that his client will not be able to use the protections of executive privilege like he did when he refused to answer questions from the House Intelligence Committee about his work during the presidential transition and in the West Wing. Meanwhile, Sarah Huckabee Sanders says Trump hasn't fired Robert Mueller partly because of how the press would react.
Why is it, doesn't he just end the investigation? Because it's wasting the taxpayers' money.
Look, we want to see this come to a complete and full conclusion. I think we all know what everybody in this room would do if the president did that, and I don't think that's helpful to the process. The president wants to see this end, and he wants to see them finally come to the same conclusion that I think most everyone in America has, that there is nothing to this. They've spent the better part. Most of you have spent the better part of a year looking, digging, obsessing over trying to find something and have yet to find anything.
Next up, CNN says former Trump campaign aide Rick Gates added an attorney to his legal team. The move to hire Tom Green suggests there's an ongoing negotiation between Gates and Robert Mueller's office. Gates pleaded not guilty in October to 8 charges of money laundering and failure to register foreign lobbying and businesses. And finally, CNN says Trump will declassify the Devin Nunes memo that alleges FBI surveillance abuse if the House Intelligence Committee approves the release. The 4-page summary of Nunes's investigation into the FBI and Justice Department's use of the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act was written by staffers for Republican members of the House. And in the polls, CNN says 78% of Americans believe Trump should testify if Robert Mueller asks him, while 51% say Trump has obstructed justice, and 41% say he has not. And Quinnipiac says 84% of American voters believe the shutdown was, quote, mainly unnecessary. 32% blame Democrats, while 31% blame Trump, and 18% say Republicans were responsible. And now to the notables, the list of stories and headlines that didn't make it into the main update but are still worth knowing about. Number 1, the Justice Department threatened 23 so-called sanctuary cities with subpoenas if they fail to provide documents showing compliance with federal immigration officials. 2, a group of mayors canceled their meeting with Trump after the administration threatened to withhold funding from local governments that they claimed aren't following immigration laws. 3, the Justice Department wants to add a question about citizenship to the 2020 census. 4, Tammy Duckworth will become the first U.S. senator to give birth while in that office when she delivers her second child this spring. 5, Mick Mulvaney dropped a Consumer Financial Protection Bureau lawsuit against 4 payday lenders, charging 900% interest rates without any explanation. And 6, Donald Trump is expected to tell world leaders at Davos that his, quote, America First doctrine has benefited the U.S. exactly the way he said it would. And remember, you can find the links and sources for all of these stories, including the notables, on the main website. That's all for now. Visit whatthefjusthappenedtoday.com for the latest news and headlines brought to you by Matt Keyser. Until next time, I'm Joe Andidas.